The reading and homily today is from the book Daily Guidance from Your Angels by Dr. Doreen Virtue. Message 151, Release Worries About Your Loved Ones. All people have guardian angels continuously watching over them, and that definitely includes your loved ones. Instead of worrying about your friends or family members, ask for additional angels to be by their side. The moment that you do so, your request is granted. The greater the number of us angels surrounding you or someone else, the more a person is insulated by love. This force shelters you and those you care about against storms and turbulent currents, helping with happiness and safety. Right at this very moment, we're watching over your loved ones. Give any cares or worries you may have about them to God. And know that through your prayers, we angels are protecting them. Good morning. We all have friends and families, and we all have been through times where we worry about them in one way or another, especially now during this pandemic. We worry if they are sick or just lost a job or a relationship or some other tragedy in their life. We tend to talk about it. We call other family members or friends and tell them about it. And then they call other family members or friends and so on and so on. We talk about our compassion for their situation. This is how we have been raised as human beings. And especially as spiritual leaders and ministers and other ministers of this and spiritual and religious organizations, churches, and affiliations. But as we continue to talk about it, we attract more of the same situation by law of attraction, even though this is not what we want. Unfortunately, the more that we talk about and focus on COVID, the more that it spreads. Another example is the recent murder of George Floyd. Everyone is talking about it, and protesters and rioters are going crazy, and it seems like a never-ending vicious cycle. This message from the angels reminds us that we are not alone, although sometimes we feel like we are. Sometimes we get wrapped up in our own personal issues and problems, and sometimes we look or confide in friends and family, and sometimes we shut down. I have known myself to shut down and close out people that I love many times. I think that this is part of being human and how we were raised. But we are born with our connections to our team. And then we are raised there. There is no such thing as ghosts or imaginary friends, and that God is so far removed from us that we can never be perfect or connect with him or her until we die. But we all know that in our hearts, this is not true. We know that because we have instinct. And what is instinct? That is our inner God or inner source or inner connection to our angels, guides, etc. Doesn't matter what we call it. All different religions call it something different, but we are all talking about the same thing. We are never disconnected from our source. A small part of us becomes physical when we incarnate, while the majority of our being remains non-physical. And then we transition and become completely non-physical again. And then we come back, some believe. The point is that we never lose our connection to source, and we never lose our connection to our team. How many times when we have a problem or issue, we ask someone else instead of trusting our own instinct? And we know that in our hearts, the advice that is given to us is wrong. Or even better, we know that the person that we are asking advice from will give us an answer that we don't want to hear or believe because they may be someone that we have looked up to or been trained that they know better than we do, whether they're a teacher or a parent or a minister or a counselor. We feel that their advice is well-intended, but our inner gut tells us something different. But we are human beings and we listen to them anyway, instead of trusting our own inner guidance. Also forgetting that they're doing the best that they can from their own experiences and from their own education. No one knows us better than our inner guidance or team members. They have been with us through everything, and they always have our best interests at heart, and they only see us as perfect, beautiful, wonderful beings. No other being, especially human, sees you as divine perfection always. When we look at ourselves and we feel shame, embarrassment, or any other negative vibration, we feel bad. Why? Because our inner being doesn't see us that way, and our inner being is letting us know that we are looking at ourselves in a way that our inner guide doesn't see us. When we forget about our team, it is an easy reminder to look at young children, because they have not yet been socialized or lost their connection to source. They are happy, hopeful, positive, playful, full of life and energy, and they know that they can do anything they want or become anything they want to be. They know that their so-called imaginary friends are not imaginary to them, but very real, because they have not lost the connection. The angels or guides or spiritual beings or whatever you want to call them are always there, and they live to assist us, and they wait until they are asked to be called to duty. They do not interfere with our life without permission, so we need to call them and ask them for help, and they are never too busy to listen. When we decided to come into this physical manifestation, we knew that we were not alone and that we would not be alone in our lives. Some say that we are born with two angels from birth to transition. Some say that different angels come into our lives depending upon our situation or issues. For example, if someone is sick, you may ask for medical expert angels to come in to help. If someone is having financial difficulties, you may ask for financial expert angels to come in to help. The point is that these beings are there for us, and all we have to do is ask for their help. So since it is Father's Day, I will tell you a story about my father. I remember when my father transitioned, and I had a light in my room that had water that spiraled and turned different colors when it bubbled, when I plugged it in. So my niece at the time was 3 or 4 years old, Serena, and she told us that she saw Papa in the light with the angels. And this was shortly after he transitioned. And my sisters and I found this to be a very comforting message. And I told my sister that when Serena talks about things like this, to encourage it and to be supportive and to not lose this connection. Unfortunately, her father doesn't believe and discourage this type of behavior. She is now 16 and does not remember that story, but I remember it as clear as day because it was so powerful to me, and it was confirmation that he is still with us. The point is to get back to our connection with our source, trust our instincts, and ask our team for help, and call them whatever name or label is comfortable to you. Also, we need to remember the law of attraction here. When we focus on worry, we attract more worry. We need to see the family member or friend the way that we want to see them: happy, positive, prosperous, abundant, healthy, etc. The late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer is quoted as saying, "See everything as an opportunity instead of a problem." It feels much more positive that way. Also, some believe that we have signed up for all of our challenges and life experiences to learn lessons. So that if we believe this philosophy, we can accept responsibility and try to learn the life lesson involved in a situation. When Jesus visited people, or when people visit John of God or any other spiritual leader, healer, or guru, the healings take place for two reasons. The first is because the recipient is in close proximity to a healing to accept the healing vibrations from the guru, and that the healer sees the person as he or she wants to see them: healthy, prosperous, abundant, etc. They never see them as sick or poor or depressed, so that vibration cannot exist. So remember, when your loved ones are in trouble, look at them in the way that you want to see them and ask for as many angels as needed to make the situation a reality. Remember, the angels are not too busy doing more important things. They are here to serve, and there is no shortage, and they love us so much and are so happy to help us, as this is their purpose in our existence, and there is plenty for everyone. Shortage is a man-mind mindset and does not exist in the vibrational world where all things are possible. So let's take a moment to close our eyes. We're going to do some creative visualization. First, let's picture our loved ones: happy, healthy, positive, and abundant. Now let's see a cure for COVID-19 being found. Or a cure for cancer. Let's see celebration, happiness, healing, and people congregating together, happy, laughing, hugging, enjoying life. Let's see stores open again and beauty salons and planes flying and people vacationing and people working and traveling. Let's see all types of people of all genders, sexual preferences, and races getting along, happy, healthy, celebrating, positive, loving, laughing, and hugging. Let's see a world where love outshines hate, where light outshines darkness, where healing outshines suffering. Do you see this world? Do you like this world? Do you want to be part of this world? Well, you are. Every thought that you think and action that you take affects something or someone. So keep shining your beautiful light as you do. You're creating the beautiful, unique, loving, kind world that you want to live in. And as we come together to co-create, our creative powers increase exponentially. And there's no limit to how much we can help to make this world as we want to see it. Remember, you need to see it in your mind before you hold it in your hand. Be the powerful creator that you are and came here to be. Make the world a better place by shining your love and light. God bless you. Happy Father's Day, and I love you.
Thank you, Barbara.